When you have to deal with the Motor Vehicle Commission here in New Jersey, you better be able to prove who you are and where you live in order to either get or renew your driver's license. Some people actually turn it into a game. How few documents do you need to satisfy the MVC's ID point system? There's currently a growing effort to allow people to get a driver's license who are lacking one specific form of ID, legal residency in America. Our first guest today joins us to talk about this issue. She is the Director of Policy Studies with the Center for Immigration Studies, Jessica Vaughn. Thanks for being here today, Jessica.
Glad to be with you.
Website for the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS.org. Over on our website, Jessica, we have a download page, different documents from things we've talked about in the show, stuff I just like to bring to people's attention. One of the downloads is a presentation of crimes committed by illegal immigrants here in America. I forget what the time here it is off the top of my head, but one of the most prevalent violations are motor vehicle violations by illegal immigrants. It's kind of frightening when you look at the number of times DWI, speeding, crashing, whatever the case may be. But yet it seems like state after state, I think if New Jersey approves this, it would be the 12th state now to allow illegal immigrants to have a driver's license without any form of legal residency in the country. What are the concerns this raises?
Well, the main concern about doing that is the driver's license is the most common form of identification we have and use in our country. We don't have a national ID, and everyone uses the driver's license as ID, whether you are the Transportation Security Administration, you know, with people getting on a plane, or a merchant accepting a check, or a landlord wanting to know who they're renting to, you use your driver's license. And people who are in the country illegally, we have, nobody has established their identity. They, don't have verifiable identity documents. And so we're issuing them a form of ID without really knowing who they are, and they can use that ID to get a job, to conduct business, to open bank accounts, and so on. And it enables them to create a new identity if they want, or multiple new identities. And it also basically is like a blessing of their presence here. It's sort of legitimizing their presence here in a way that undermines the integrity of our legal immigration system.
The proposal here in New Jersey, it would actually create two different driver's licenses. One, a real ID, which one of those high-tech digital, you can't counterfeit, at least that's the plan, because the last time we tried in New Jersey, they wound up getting counterfeited anyway. But I guess second time might be the charm. Then there'll be a regular driver's license for illegal immigrants. For their purposes, I guess the glaring difference between the two is if you want to apply for the real ID license, you need a Social Security number. For the other driver's license, that's one of the forms of ID that's not required.
This is another example of state lawmakers basically trying to provide documentation to the undocumented, and in the process, making it harder for legal residents and citizens to obtain a credible identity document. It's backwards. They really shouldn't be compromising the security of the license, because then what happens is then the real ID compliant license becomes the standard, and if people are going to start requiring that, you're going to need it to get on airplanes and federal buildings. So, people who are here legally and citizens end up having to jump through more hoops just so, advocates for illegal aliens can make their lives easier for illegal aliens. It doesn't make any sense at all. It's really a misplaced priority.
Keep in mind, too, this is New Jersey where, the state's allocated $2.1 million to help defend immigrants fighting deportation. This is also a state where the motor vehicle clerks just hand out voter registration, motor voter cards, like they're candy, no matter whether, without even asking whether someone is here legally or not.
Yeah, this is blurring the lines of illegal residents and trying to kind of gloss over illegal immigration. People in New Jersey ought to remember back to 9/11, where the 9/11 hijackers obtained something like 35 licenses among them and used these licenses to blend in, to get around, and hide in plain sight in our country, only to, you know, try to attack us. When we erode the credibility and reliability of things like our critical identity documents and look the other way at illegal immigration, then bad actors in the world are going to take advantage of us. And, you know, we shouldn't forget those lessons of 9/11, that, you know, we need to stop trying to cover up illegal immigration. We need to enforce the laws for lots of reasons, not just security. But this is a big mistake down a path that we have been before that we need to avoid.
I'm glad you mentioned that, too, with the 9/11 hijackers, because there was, I think it was a Maryland cop who had stopped Muhammad Atta for a motor vehicle violation. But instead of asking for the driver's license, social security, driver's license, registration, proof of insurance, just talked to him, thought he was a nice guy, just lost in the dark or something, and let him go.
That's right. It was actually Via Giron. He was on his way to New Jersey to a motel to meet up his fellow terrorists to get on a plane the next morning. And the state trooper let him go because he had a driver's license. And, you know, nothing, you know, instead, you know, we shouldn't make it easier for terrorists or criminals or anyone else to hide in plain sight and fool law enforcement authorities into thinking they're just a regular person. There's a problem in lots of parts of the country with drug traffickers fraudulently obtaining driver's licenses. And, you know, there's an occupation where you really need to drive a car to do your job.
Yes.
And if instead we would crack down on people getting driver's licenses fraudulently who aren't in the country legally, the great side effect of that would be to make it harder for drug traffickers to operate here, and to, you know, harder for people who aren't entitled to welfare benefits to apply for them and get them. It's just, you know, the license is the key to the kingdom here. It's the next best thing to a green card if you're in the country illegally.
And for you, Lucy, I know if you're a proponent, you're saying that the two different licenses will have glaring design differences. It'll be obvious to tell one from another. Well, if you want to place your faith with some clerk behind a counter, not being negatory on the clerks, but to get a repetitive job that gets a little wearisome sometime, they start to get that glazed over look, especially in the late days of late afternoon of the day. You want to trust them being able to just quickly tell the difference as the card goes flashing past their eyes? You go ahead and hope for the best with that one. We're talking with Jessica Vaughn, who is the Director of Policy Studies with the Center for Immigration Studies. CIS.org is their website, and listening to Issues and Ideas. Different topic. This past Tuesday, President Trump gave a rather, to the surprise of many, I think, presidential speech with a lot of heart and facts and stats behind the need for increased border security, including barriers at the border. We've seen the fallout from that speech in the days after that. What part of the fence is non-negotiable? Do opponents of this idea not comprehend at this point?
Well, it certainly is not exact. This is not a manufactured crisis, as Chuck and Nancy said. There is a real problem at the southwest border. We have record numbers of adults coming to the border to try to cross illegally with a child in tow because they know that they will be treated more leniently and released if they come with a child. And this is not only a problem for American communities, this is really dangerous for these people to be tempted to do this in this way. And one thing that really would help is more barriers at the border. It's not the only thing that's going to solve the problem, and nobody's claiming that it is, but it's an important thing that needs to be done. The president's right to make it a big issue. The Democrats have supported this in the past, but are not doing so now, probably because they think that they, you know, they gain politically by standing up to Trump. But over the long run, it's going to hurt our country to not get this done. and it's going to hurt Americans who are are the victims of the problems caused by illegal immigration, and it's not going to work for them politically. So it's a mistake. They need to. I think they're still playing chicken at this point, but at some point they've got to stop and come to an agreement on an amount of money. It doesn't have to be for a wall, but we do need something to address the problem at the border, whether it's more Border Patrol agents or ICE officers or immigration judges, ideally all of the above, and some barriers too. And I think that the Democrats could do that in a face-saving way if they'd say, look, here's your money. You can't use any of it for a wall, but we do support some more barriers and fixes to barriers in certain places, and we're going to put so many strings on the money in other ways that, you know, you can't get away with building a wall. And I think the president would be fine with that. And so would Americans.
Well, I think so, and especially if you look at some real easy-to-understand facts that barriers do prevent evil. You can go to Israel, where around about 2002, 2003, the attacks by Palestinians were really getting out of hand to the point of almost 200 Israelis killed every year. So they started to create what we now see, the series of barriers, wires, checkpoints, etc. And if you look at from 2002 and 3, where it was between 100 and 200 Israelis killed a year, from by 2006 and since then, there have been fewer than 20 Israelis killed every year by Palestinian terrorists.
That's a good example. I mean, anybody who's been to the border and seen the areas where we have barriers, fences, you can see how they work. These are areas where people used to cross with impunity by the thousands a week. And now, you know, very few people are getting through there. We actually have operational control of the areas with barriers. And, you know, it's not good to force people to cross in dangerous areas. You know, if we get some more barriers, then it makes it easier for the Border Patrol to deal with not only the people smugglers, but the drug smugglers as well. And it really is worth the money. It's an investment. It will pay for itself in just a few years. And it provides security for our country. And it's good for Mexico, too, because in the areas where there are good barriers, those areas of Mexico are safer, too, because you don't have the human trafficking and smuggling and drug smuggling groups working out of those areas.
They're basically taking over the town and killing people who get in their way, judges, elected officials, and, of course, citizens. Learn more about this issue on immigration and a whole lot more regarding illegal and legal immigration. Website for the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS.org, is the place to go. We've been talking with the Director of Policy Studies, Jessica Vaughn. Jessica, thank you so much for your insight for being here today.
You're welcome. Glad to be with you.